This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Well, as I always like to say, you don't get this dumb without taking lessons. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots and lots and lots going on in this hour. We're going to talk about health care. We're talking about the ACA. We're going to talk about what you can do to protect your family. You know, what can I help you with? We'll have Dale Bellis on. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. And you need to learn what your options are. Because nothing's going to change overnight. And for those of you who are spending $700, $800, $900 a month, right, those ridiculous co-pays. And what, I mean, I don't even know what to call them anymore. This is legal theft. These are legal. It's a legal protection racket. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The press says, I don't know if you've been watching what's going on with Trump and watching what's going on with his transition team and the choices that they're making, the people they're trying to get on board. Here's the funny thing about all of this. Why you even listen to mainstream media anymore, I don't know. I don't. Why do you listen to ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, DEFG? Why do you read the wall? You know, some of these papers that you read, Huffington Post included. Now they've been saying he had no chance to be make it to the primary. He did. They had no chance to be president. He is. Everything they said about the man was wrong. They had to make up lies. And I won't say everything. I won't paint with a broad brush. Sure, he's got some faults. He's got some problems. He's got some issues he has to work through. The first one who doesn't, step up. And then the big thing, the big deal that they made. I don't know if you guys remember this. The big deal was all around Mr. Trump's inability to set his team up. I'm talking about before what we're talking about now. I'm talking about him only having... I don't know, what was it, just under 2,000 people, paid people on the ground across the country to her, 6,000 paid. And then what else was there? They were just on him for all this stuff. And at one point in conversation, he didn't make a big deal out of it. But at one point in conversation, he finally said, look, I'm running a lean machine here. I don't operate like the government does. I make more happen with less. And I always listened to that, and I went, okay, you know, that's what successful businessmen do. And don't say he's not successful, because he's had a few bankruptcies. I think you'd be surprised to hear what some of the people that you, the people who you perceive to be successful and good, what they've done and what they've been through. So the press was having a field day with that. He doesn't have a ground game. He doesn't have the right enough people. He doesn't this. He doesn't that. He doesn't know how to this. He's not buying enough ads. He's not spending as much money. What's he spent? Close to $1 billion, for God's sakes? And she lost. I mean, for all the money she, for those of you who said, yo, she won the popular vote. For all the money she spent, my sweet Jesus, she should have had 70% of the vote. Now, the press says the transition team for Trump is too small. Again with the press. Well, what's the right number? They're saying it's taking him too long. What's the right time frame? other administrations have passed. It's like 5 to 7 weeks. I think we're on 7 days. Is that what we're on? 7, 8 days, whatever? I mean, come on, seriously. And as far as the team imploding because he's moving people around, are you morons? You got on George W. for not moving people out of positions fast enough because they weren't doing their job. You never get on the Dems. Let's just be honest about it. Obama's had some of the most incompetent people in these positions and hasn't moved them along, and you haven't said a word. This is why I've said all year long, I've said the same thing. You're not interested in equality. You're not interested in fairness. You're interested in control and dictatorship. That's how I feel about the progressive left. The hardcore progressive left. You guys, where is the equality? Explain to me where the equality is when you're pointing your finger, because there is none. There's absolutely none. And there's nothing you're going to say that's going to make me believe that there's some, because there ain't. To use my best English, there ain't. And all this, all the money being spent, have you guys figured out how irrelevant you are in the mainstream media yet? Have you figured that out? Have you figured out when it comes to somebody like Trump or somebody that's willing to push back, that's willing to open their mouths on you, how irrelevant you actually are? 57 papers. 57 of you thugs. 57 of you thinks you know it all. Right? Endorsed Hillary Clinton. She was the best person for the job. Only 2 papers endorsed him. He won. And again, if you're going to give me the reason I call you guys hypocrites and I don't give you any credence, I want you to recall 2 weeks before the election, when you were screaming, you were concerned he was going to win the popular vote, but you were sure you had the Electoral College. Which is why Trump was saying the Electoral College is stupid. I don't agree with his off-the-hand comments. I don't agree with the way he does that from time to time. But you know what? We've all got those issues. And I don't care how presidential you think somebody is or isn't. Obama said some stupid... Joe Biden, my God, he's the king of stupid comments. I'll tell you, hardly like you can't even go into 7-Eleven anymore without hearing some kind of Middle Eastern accent. We serious. And nobody got upset. Even the people on the right didn't get upset. We thought it was funny. Especially coming out of the mouth of Uncle Joe. I don't know. All kinds. You know what? Nobody's going to take you people serious until you fess up that you made a mistake, until you fess up that you ignored middle America and get back on track. Otherwise, you are irrelevant. The mainstream media and the progressive Democratic Party. Oh, we'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars 1 and 2 left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba. When I play the maracas, I go...
That's all I know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Please, please, please get involved in the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, for those of you who are paying attention, or maybe you missed it in the last hour, I don't know. David Fisher was on with you, with me. From Landmark Capital, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. He's giving away a Morgan coin, silver, real silver. All you got to do is call him. Just call him, get involved, get engaged. I'm telling you, he'll make it worth your while. No hard sell. You don't buy anything, he won't call you again, he won't poke on you, he won't do anything to make your life miserable. Anyhow, back to this. You know, we really have, I told you a long time ago, I did this story, a story similar to this about grade school. And it was happening in elementary school. And yes, I do have a problem with this. I have a problem with the fact that at a very, 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 very young age, when psychologists, the majority, overwhelming majority of psychologists, say that we're struggling with a lot of things. Our brains don't even work properly. They don't process properly. They don't work through things properly. And yet, we're telling little kids who don't even know, don't even know what it means as a whole, that not only do they have to worry about all these other things, but they got to worry about what sex they are. They have to make up their mind that whatever they were born with, well, it's probably not what you are. You're probably something else. And here's how you know. Well, here's how you don't know. And here's if you feel like this. Then you know what? You know how many things I felt like as a kid growing up? When they do the studies, do you know how many kids they find wanted to be just like their mothers? How many little boys wanted to be just like their mothers because they love their mothers so much? It didn't mean they wanted to be a female. Every little boy or the majority of little boys go through that. And same thing, vice versa. Little girls that want to be just like daddy. They want to put on a suit, a briefcase, and go to work. And they want to be just like daddy. They want to look like daddy. They want to talk like daddy. That doesn't mean they want to be a male. We've forced this down their throats. We're not allowing them to grow up anymore. We're telling them what they have to make choices on, and some of the hardest choices that a 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old shouldn't have to make. And again, I'm in good company because a majority of psychologists believe that. And the left usually finds the loudest, most outspoken in the psychological, or what I prefer to call the psychobabble world, on these things. The University of Michigan recently released a guide for creating gender inclusiveness in the classroom. That's right. In other words, you have to make it as open as humanly possible because, we haven't got enough things to do in the classroom now. We've got to make it as confusing as humanly possible. The University of Michigan recently released a guide for creating gender-inclusive classrooms, advising professors to avoid, ready for this one, harmful phrases. Very, very painful. This is why you have these flakes, these snowflakes, out on the highways and byways of the world, willing to be hit by a car over something that they're just going about it the wrong way. So they want you to avoid harmful phrases like ladies and gentlemen or your mom and dad. The guide was released October 26th by the University of Michigan Center for Research, which says its mission is to promote excellence and innovation in teaching in all 19 schools and colleges at the University of Michigan. Well, how about you start by removing safe spaces, removing trigger warnings, and actually allowing them to teach on how to prosecute/defend rape in the law class. How about you start there? I would believe that would be a little bit more inclusive, don't you? The concept of preferred pronouns can make a trans person pronoun seem less than absolutely necessary. Huh? Really? One of the comments from one of the administrators goes on to say, classrooms begin by referencing the school's recent decision to allow students to designate their own names and pronouns, and I mean anything. Hi, I'm Unicorn Stanford. Sakalakahi. Yeah, you have to call me that because I just came up with it. It's amazing to me. I'm sorry, it is. With all the stuff the kids are fighting with, they got to fight with this too now. They allow students to designate their own names and pronouns for use on class rosters and explains strategies educators can use to promote inclusiveness in their classroom. Inclusiveness meaning to exclude the use of. What if I want to be called a gentleman? What if I want to be called a boy? What if I want to be called a man? Right? I mean, I don't understand. So I'm not allowed to because it might make somebody else feel bad. I'll tell you what. Well, then I feel bad when you don't use it. So what are you going to do now? I don't matter, right? Is that what it boils down to? I just don't matter. Referring to students as ladies and gentlemen, for example, could be perceived as normalizing gender binaries. Okay, and that's bad how? Why should we normalize anything? We should make everything so abnormal that the abnormal feel normal, right? That no matter, so that everything that isn't, that doesn't even look, it, if it even looks or smells like it might be normal in some way, shape, manner, or form, we have to make it bad. Tell me that's not a problem. The guide warns that professors should also avoid phrases. This is back to the me thing. Do you guys understand that? This is back to what me, what makes me feel good, what makes me feel better, what I feel like today. You have to do what I tell you to do. You have to call me what I tell you to call me. You have to bow down to my needs, my wishes, and what I want. And by the way, for those of you who really can't stand this conversation, there are 3,000 other shows you can go tune into. Unlike the Affordable Care Act, I don't force you to be here. The guide warns that professors should also avoid phrases that reinforce heteronormative assumptions, like saying, your mom and your dad. Hey, guess what? My mom and dad want to be called mom and dad. So aren't you disrespecting them when you don't call them those names? University of Michigan says that although these words and phrases may seem normal and harmless, they can send unintentional or harmful messages to students. So what if the minority of the students are upset by this, but the majority want the other? Does that mean they don't get it? And if the majority doesn't matter, why are you screaming about the election? If you're really sincere in hurting the feelings of worrying about the feelings of those that were hurt at the lower level of this, then what's your problem? I don't understand. You can't do this and have it make any sense whatsoever, because you're always going to leave somebody out, and it's always the right you want to leave behind. You have no respect. Hear me out, you guys on the left. You have absolutely no respect for people on the right. You have no respect for people who are conservatives. You have no respect for people who believe in God. Because in your world, as long as it's chaotic, as long as it doesn't make sense, as long as it's fluid in all ways, shapes, and forms, it's the only way in your mind it's fair. Guess what? You're wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to give you some options on the ACA. Don't go away. Dale Bellis joins me. In just a few minutes, you're going to learn about Liberty HealthShare. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll anytime of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You want answers? I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back! Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, we've got buttons. All right, let's see if you know how to push buttons. We've got a button called It's Okay to Say Merry Christmas. I do this every year. Last year I ran out, so don't wait. The buttons are only $4.99. You find them on the websites, free shipping, whole nine yards. It's a high-quality button. But, you know, you could start the conversation when you go into these places, when you go into the malls or to the little cashier, little stores. The cashiers can't say Merry Christmas to you unless you say it first. That's a lot of the store policy. When you have the button on, I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised as to the conversations you're going to be able to start. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I'm excited about my next guest. He comes on with me about every other week, and I do appreciate the information he gives us. And you need to know you have options, as I tell you all the time. You know, don't take my word for it. Go check it out on your own. I've got Dale Bellis with me. He is the... God, I just tripped. I can cut this out. I'm not worried about it. I got Dale Bellis on with me. He's the executive director of Liberty Health Share. Always have a good time when Dale's on with me. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you. And let me be the first one to tell you, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And, you know, even my Jewish friends, it's really funny because, you know, I've got a large group of Jewish friends, and they all say the same thing. They are never offended when somebody says Merry Christmas to them because they understand the spirit of the conversation. They're not trying to convert them, you know? Kind of.
Yeah, that's right.
We've gotten crazy here. So, Dale, there's been a lot of changes in the government pretty rapidly, pretty quickly over a couple of days here. With the election of the new president, how does this affect health care? Because, you know, we he's talking about stripping out or tearing up Obamacare, and, you know, you are a great alternative to what's called the Affordable Care Act. How does this affect you, if at all?
Well, I mean, obviously we're watching with keen interest as to what transpires on a federal level regarding health care in our nation. And I would say from our perspective with health care sharing, any move toward putting the patient at the center of those choices and decision is a move toward freedom and is a move toward patient-centered health care, because that's really what health care sharing is all about. We are all self-pay patients. We're responsible for our own care and our own costs. We just simply choose to share it in a like-minded community we call Liberty Health Share. So anything on the federal level that would move it toward patient-centered care, man, we would all be motivated to see that happen.
Right. And again, you know, with all transparency, you are a sponsor of the show. But in the same on the same side of that coin, I look at the options that you have. I mean, this is still going to be a great alternative no matter what happens with the Affordable Care Act, correct?
Joe, the health care insurance as a product or an entity at present is full of all sorts of uncertainty and upheaval and change in the marketplace. We have dropped out of the health insurance world and have instead decided to meet our health care costs on a whole different premise, and that is mutual assistance and mutual aid, where we're motivated based upon ethical and spiritual values to assist each other whenever we have medical expense. Health care sharing existed prior to the ACA. It will exist long after the ACA,
yeah,
because it's based upon a generational model that has been in place literally for generations,
wow,
of people helping people. And we believe it will not only it has been viable, will continue to be viable for that reason.
You know, I let you get away with using a nasty word on the show, but please don't do it again. Use the word ethical, and I know how that makes people cringe. I mean, my God, ethical and health share. I mean, and when it comes to health, that's great. And what else you, for people who might be hearing this for the very first time, what is Liberty Health Share, and what do you provide?
Yeah, we are a nationwide nonprofit association of men and women all across America and families who unite around a common goal, common cause, and that's to share in each other's medical expenses whenever they occur. And we do that without the help of the insurance company or the government. It's just a systematic way of like-minded people gathering together to assist each other when those healthcare costs occur.
Now, you know, again, we need to make a distinction here because I don't think people always get this. You are not an insurance company, and because you're not an insurance company, should I be concerned?
We purposefully intend not to be insurance. In fact, I frequently say we are freedom from insurance. and so, consequently, it's a whole different methodology for meeting healthcare costs. We've been kind of told for generations, the only way to meet your healthcare expenses through insurance. And we're here to say there's a different methodology. It's called mutual aid, mutual assistance. It's when you, Joe, say, I want to join a community of people who are committed to one another, and I voluntarily cooperate whenever someone has a medical bill. I send my contribution every month. It's the same amount every month to another member. Whenever I have medical expenses, those same members are there to send their share amount to me. And so it's reciprocal, it's mutual assistance, and it just simply succeeds because of our commitment that we're placed here on earth to help others whenever they're in need, and we just simply turn that motivation in the arena of healthcare.
Now, under this kind of program, first of all, can you, I can keep my doctor, right? I had to throw that
in.
We
have a because we're called Liberty Health Share, I guess that means you have the freedom to go to any doctor, you know, any hospital you choose.
Yeah.
Just simply because we don't try to restrict that to some network, we have a fair and reasonable reimbursement to our doctors and hospitals that acknowledges their value and significance, but we monitor that and determine what really they would ordinarily receive for that service, and that's what we reimburse them for.
So,
and so you can go to any doctor, any hospital you choose.
So they can go, they can do a pre-approval like you would under a regular, if you would, health care program, where you go to the doctor, you have a procedure, and they can call ahead of time to make to see how much the doctor will get paid, correct?
Here, yes, they can do that, but here's the really good news. Because we are not insurance, nor do we want to be, we don't approve whether or not a person's procedure is acceptable or not. That's up to the individual
wow.
patient.
Okay.
But we do want to give advice and counsel to that member as to whether or not that is a beneficial medical process and procedure, whether the outcomes will be in their best interest, and where to go find that done at the best advisable price.
So you don't,
that's really, that's what we exist for.
So you don't have one of those panels that will go, I'm sorry, you've seen this 57, we're not going to do this for him. No more
well,
new needs for him.
We may make an exception for you, Joe, but ordinarily, no. We know.
The other thing I love about the program is that you actually have some counselors that can help me get healthy before I get to that point where I need to have my belly cut open because I'm extremely sick, correct?
Especially in our current world, it is astonishing to me. We have an epidemic of chronic conditions in American society, high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and certainly smoking. The good news is we accept smokers, Joe, but they have to commit to quit. but for those kinds of conditions, they're all subject to lifestyle changes. We will dramatically impact heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure, particularly obesity, based upon what we eat and how we exercise. We make certain lifestyle choices. Those chronic conditions are dramatically impacted. We assign those folks a health coach. It costs an additional $80 a month, which basically pays for the health coach, which creates a customized treatment plan. They reach those goals and objectives, drop off what we call health track, because their lives literally are being changed. And we're graduating hundreds of people every month
wow.
from that program, because folks are motivated to make those kinds of choices with support and guidance, because it's really what they want to do to manage and direct their own health care.
Yeah, you know, Dale, I want to talk about that, and I want to talk a little bit about the nutritional type of things. Where do you have a nutritionist? Well, I want to talk about the other side of the break, because some people just don't know how to eat right. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on back. Dale Bellis joins me from Liberty HealthShare. We're going to talk about what might happen if the Affordable Care Act goes away. We'll be right back.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are some messed up white people.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's so much going on up there. I also want to welcome our friends out of Salem, Oregon. We've got, I love when I have these senior moments, if you would. Anyway, you can hear us in Salem, Oregon. Look for the billboards. I told you, the first person who sends me a picture of a billboard with my face on it, I got something free I want to send you. Anyway, Dale Bellis is joining us. He is the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, again, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a delight and pleasure. Thank you.
Always. Now, listen, we were having a little discussion offline, but I said to you, you know, a lot of even doctors don't understand this to a degree. And I've got some doctor friends who say, look, it's not a big part of our training, which is nutritional. I mean, we don't know nutrition, and people don't understand nutrition. You go down the granola line in the supermarket, you go, oh, granola bar. I hear granola's good. I mean, I'll get some bars for the kids, and they're loaded with sugar and stuff. You know, a big part of our health or our preventative health measures is learning how to eat and knowing about nutrition. Can Liberty HealthShare help me with that?
It's really fascinating you point that out, Joe, because our health track coaches are all registered dietitians.
Wow.
And so they focus on particularly our eating habits and retraining and refocusing the way in which we view the way we eat, and nutrition, et cetera. And so our health track coaches are all registered dietitians because what we eat impacts our bodies so significantly. And the diseases that I mentioned earlier, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, are all so focused, so based upon how we eat. And so that's why our coach is a registered dietitian.
That's great. You know, my blood pressure, I told you, I lost about 30 pounds in a matter of 6 or 7 weeks. My blood pressure went from 142 down to, I think it was like 134 or 133. And again, I'm not trying to dissuade people from exercising, but there was no exercise involved in any of that. It was just truly changing my eating pattern and adding some of the nutrients that I needed back into my diet. We're ignorant.
Well, I just reinforce your decision towards health, Joe. Keep it up, my friend.
Thank you.
It is a daily challenge. Mm-hmm. It's not something that is easy to do, but it is simple whenever you apply certain basic principles to the way in which we live. But many times we need reinforcement and help to secure those different choices, and that's what the health coaches do. We're all taking personal responsibility for our health, and that's really the most common sense way to address not only our health care, but the costs associated with our health care.
Now, Dale, this just, and again, this is for clarity for people. We are good countrywide with Liberty Health Share, correct? I mean, there's no states that restrict it. There's no restrictions on it.
We operate in all 50 states. And in fact, many states have passed legislation that just simply identify health care sharing as not being subject to state insurance regulation because we are defined within the Affordable Care Act and what those that criteria is that particularly exempt us from both the requirements of the ACA to have insurance and the mandates of the Affordable Care Act. And so members of recognized health care sharing ministries are exempt from those requirements, and we're particularly pleased with that status.
Yeah, because what we need is more regulation on us, right, to make things happen. It's just amazing to me.
Right.
And there's some things I know that some of the other programs they'll say, you know, they can't say, they can't do, they can't steer you in a direction. I just love the fact that you're willing to do preventative maintenance. You're willing to have counselors to help people on the front end of things because, again, once you get in trouble, it's a lot harder, you know, to make things right, to make your body right, to bring it back bring it back where it needs to be. It's just amazing.
Well, many times people are just astonished at how cost-efficient healthcare sharing is, and Liberty Health Shares share amounts, we call them. They're on our website. Folks can go there and check them out. But there's a reason for it. There's no secret sauce. It's just that if you put the control and responsibility in the hands of the individual patient, make them responsible for their own care and their own costs, it's astonishing how it changes the cost curve. That's the biggest flaw, I would submit, in our current healthcare insurance system, because if a third party is going to pay all my bills and I'm tapping into somebody else's money, it's a total change of mentality. Yep. From that to, oh, it's my money at stake. Now
yeah,
I'm
no
going
kidding.
To start making some choices that affect my pocketbook. And that's how you change the cost curve.
Well, listen, if you're listening now and you want more information, you really want to understand what's going on, give Liberty Health Share a call. It's 855-58-LIBERTY. Come on, guys. If I have to give you the numbers, we have a problem. 855-58-LIBERTY, LIBERTY. You know, Dale, when we talk about Liberty Health Share, I don't know if you can call them premiums. Why do we have to use different terminologies? You know, people are sitting there going, oh, they seem like they're dancing around something. Why do we have to use different terminologies when we talk about health share as opposed to a health care plan?
Because we're not insurance, and we do not want to confuse the ordinary consumer into thinking we're something we're not. We're not insurance, don't wish to be. And so consequently, we use different terminology to reinforce that fact. And so we don't use terms of art because we're not insurance. We are a self-coordinated help organization to one another, and we are purposefully self-pay patients. We've abandoned insurance and instead have turned toward a community of like-minded folks to share our medical bills.
So, but you do have different levels of health share options, if you would, correct?
Yeah, we do. We have three programs for people's different needs and budgets. They can review them at libertyhealthshare.org. Our most comprehensive plan is called Liberty Complete, however, and it's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. But there are lesser share programs as low as $107 a month. Is our monthly share.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you something. And so the deductible, if you would, is what, like $3,000 or $4,000 a person?
Well, we call it an annual unshared amount. It's the amount of money we've chosen as individuals within the program to pay out of our own pockets before the fellow members share in our costs. And that's $500 for a single. It's $1,000 for a couple. Either one of them can fulfill that. Or $1,500 for a family, and any member of the family can fulfill that. And then we start sharing 100% after that, up to $1 million per incident. And by that, I just simply mean anything, a diagnosis that you're being treated for is an incident. We share up to $1 million.
I'm giggling about this because if people would stop and think for just, use your brain cells for about 30 seconds here, okay? A regular health care plan for somebody like me and my family, you know, it could be as high as $699, $799, $899. I've got deductibles. I've got co-pays I have to pay every time I show up. I've got all these things that I have to go through and clear and everything else. And for no other reason, this seems to be truly affordable, easy to use. And I got if you don't take 10 minutes to check this out, I'm going to question your sanity. You do have mental programs, right? That they. I mean, you don't have to say it. I'm saying it. I don't understand.
Okay.
Do you also cover? How about eyes, dental, and mental? Yeah, we're going to go mental.
Yeah, there are some things we do not share in, and folks need to look through our program, make sure it's suitable for them.
Right.
Our philosophy being, we're here to help with those things that are unaffordable and unexpected. If you can plan for it and afford it, then do so. Set money aside and anticipate. It's very difficult to have a $5,000 Tuesday. I guess you could, but it's unlikely.
Right.
But you can plan for your dental expense. You can't plan for that trip to the hospital in an ambulance.
Right.
And so we're here to assist with those expenses that are unexpected and unaffordable. Now, we do provide our members with a very significant access to discounts for eye care, for hearing, for dental. And so we access them on a discount basis for our members. But we decided to pay for those out of our own pockets.
Now, Dale, again, why don't you tell people where they can get information on Liberty Health Share? And, you know, how quick can they get this policy? Real quick, if I sign up for this policy today or tomorrow, how quick does the policy go into effect? I won't call it a policy. I'm sorry. The program go into effect.
Yeah. You go to libertyhealthshare.org. There's a tab there, enroll now, and submit your application electronically. You sign it electronically. Depending upon the medical history questions and any pre-existings that do occur, you know, the typical time is about 3 days. Depending upon that information, it may take as long as a week or 10 days, but it's rapid, it's quick, it's easy. Just libertyhealthshare.org, click on the little tab, enroll now.
Well, Dale, it's a pleasure. And people, again, if you don't take a few minutes, just a couple of minutes to check it out, it's nothing more than getting information. I guarantee you they won't hunt you down to make you sign something. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Dale Bellis, thanks so much for being with me today. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far.